Moscow awoke to clearing skies today, and that was a welcome change after weeks of smog created by hundreds of wildfires in western Russia. The heat and the choking air have taken a heavy human toll, and now thoughts are turning to the economic cost. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
A fresh breeze from the west brought a bright start to the day this morning. Although the stifling heat has not gone away, Muscovites hope firefighters can put out the forest and peat bog fires in the surrounding region before the smoke returns. Certainly, the country's top emergencies official has struck a bullish tone this week, but a shadow remains.
What we already seen are going to cost Russia about 1% of GDP.
1% of Russia's gross domestic product is about $15 billion. Alexander Morozov is chief economist with HSBC Bank in Moscow. He says the agricultural sector is a big part of the loss.
Because of lower exports of wheat exports, Russia going to lose $2 or $3 billion.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin last week announced a ban on wheat exports in an attempt to keep the price of bread from rising. But while the effects of 2 months of drought and then fires are easy to see in the fields, factories and other businesses are also struggling with the heat.
The first thing I do when I come to the office is look at the weather forecast for the next 2 or 3 days to see if the temperature is going to be high or, as we are hoping, at last begin to fall.
Alexander Gutukulov is managing director of Relogix, a warehousing and logistics firm that employs 2,000 people. He says work is backed up because the heat and smog stopped people working.
10 to 15% of the staff felt ill with strong headaches and other problems. Many of them, mostly older and middle-aged people, we had to send home. We sometimes send everyone home early, but this didn't always happen.
Some workers who play hooky use illegally purchased sick notes from doctors. Media reports say prices have doubled for a sick note. 10 days off work will cost about $130. Shops selling air conditioners and fans are also raking it in. A decidedly ordinary 12-inch fan costs more than $150 at the market. It's got a timer, the assistant tells me. There is, of course, a less expensive way to cool off. Ice cream. Sales are 4 times the normal levels, says Valery Yelkov, the head of the Russian Union of Ice Cream Sellers. The weather is really helping, he adds. The vendors themselves can't quite believe it. They get paid commission on their sales, and most have never had it so good. We get a percentage, Gulshat chuckles. She has 2 freezer carts on a prime pitch next to the Kremlin. Is it a good summer? For me, yes, she says. It's an understatement. Another vendor said she never imagined it was possible to sell so much ice cream in Moscow. And with hot weather forecast to continue through the weekend, ice cream sellers will hope their bumper summer gets even better. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.